Happy Monday. Thank you so much for joining me today on this Monday morning. Well, on today's call, I want to talk to you about you versus your ego. You know, this is something that I have had to keep in my awareness. Like, I do have an ego, and normally, if I'm upset or going through a challenging situation, normally my ego is involved. So I recently realized that I had not been performing in my sweet spot. You know, sometimes as a mom, this is very easy to happen. We're just in a routine and we're doing the day-to-day things, but we still feel very unbalanced. We're not sure of a lot of things, but we're just doing it. And that uncertainty comes from, we know that our life is not in balance. So because of the unbalanced feeling, we also feel unfulfilled. But this recently happened to me, and I couldn't pinpoint the cause. And I finally realized that it wasn't because I wasn't busy. I'm plenty busy. And not only that, I'm busy doing good things. But those good things took use of my time and prevented me from doing the great things that I had been called to do. I know I'm not the only one who have experienced this. We all get pulled into things, and we're not doing what we set out to do, and we get distracted and pulled away to the good things that others have in mind for us. But eventually, I finally got the picture because I started gaining weight. I was eating out all the time. My garage was a mess. And I finally had to realize that I was not Superwoman. And like most of you, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter, a sister, and a friend. And I have two businesses. And not only that, I am a self. I'm a being who needs time for myself as well. Well, my ego loved the busyness, the need to feel important. The other areas of my life has been neglected. My health is not where I want it to be, as I just said, and the environment is not either. And even my creative career is not where I want it to be, and the only person who's to blame for this is me. So my whole life had taken a back seat, and it was at the mercy of my ego. My ego's need to check things off the box, and the more I had on the box to check off, the merrier. Well, not anymore. I'm learning we can all get nowhere real fast, and even if we are not careful, we can allow the good things to prevent us from doing those things that we are called to do. So I would like to ask all of you who are listening to this call, I would like for you to just take a few minutes and examine your life and consider these questions in the assessment of your life and before you add anything else new to your life or to your plate. The first question is, where will your impact be? Where will your impact be? And this question can be looked at, you know, as it relates to impact just for today or for your life, your legacy, or for the month, but where will your impact be? And this is a choice that we can make. We can choose where our impact will be. We can choose how we will use our time. The next question is, who will get your best self? Who will get your best self? Now, I think unconsciously we go to work, we're with our friends, everybody gets our best self. And oftentimes, it's not us. We get what's left, or our families. So I want you to really think about who will get your best self. I want you to think about it in advance. Who will get your best self this week? Who will you show up for? The next question is this or whatever you're about to do the best allocation of your time, gifts, and talents? as it relates to your totality in your life. So you want to look at how you're allocating your time, your gifts, and your talents. It's sort of like Dave Ramsey, if you've done the Financial Peace University, he says at the beginning of the month, every dollar should have a name on it. Well, so should your time, so should your gifts, so should your talents. Who will you choose to give your time, gifts, and talents to? And lastly, will this one thing that you are considering, will this one thing enrich your life and those that you love? And if you're like me, I have to consider, will this impact my family? Will this impact my relationships? How will this impact my time, my health? I would like for you to consider that question. How will you use your time? And the next question is, or the next statement is, if the answer to this is no, then it's time for you to take a strong look at your ego. That's all I have for today. I hope you have a great week, and see you on the call next Monday. Have a great week. Bye-bye.